Now it's time for the second interview with the organization called IPYG, which stands for International Peace Youth Group. Joining us from there is coordinator Cleo Bartman. Cleo Bartman has been part of the organization since 2015. She fell in love with the organization after attending an event with her friends and was blown away by the culture and the work they do. Cleo has always been passionate about making a difference in the world, but was never sure how until she joined IPYG. Ever since joining the organization, she has not stopped working for the achievement of world peace. Her dream is to leave a legacy of peace for the future generations. What is it that the International Peace Youth Group does?
So the International Peace Youth Group is a youth organization that works towards the achievement of world peace. We have been organizing the peace activities together with 5 million youth of 851 organizations over 110 countries around the world. We work towards uniting youth and empowering youth. We run various initiatives such as youth dialogues, community cleanups, and seminars in order to promote the spread of a culture of peace. Recently, despite the difficulties caused by the COVID-19 pandemic, we held a youth empowerment peace workshop. And through the online platform, we discussed the issues of threatening peace, that are threatening peace in youth, with young people from around the world. Our slogan for the organization pretty much sums it up, which is, when the youth unite, all wars cease.
The group is made up of participants from all over the world, including Egypt, Netherlands, and Malaysia, among others. What are some of the common issues the youth have expressed facing with regard to the mission on world peace?
That's a very good question. Well, because we are in Africa, we mostly connect with African branches. The common issues we face in Africa is gender-based violence, bullying amongst youth, substance abuse. I'm sure many people are aware of it, especially in Cape Town. Unemployment and lack of role models leaving the youth to their own demise, which is quite sad. So hence we need better role models in our communities to be able to also set an example to be able to face these issues.
What have been some of the most impactful moments the organization have had?
So like many other organizations, the COVID-19 pandemic has impacted many of our initiatives. So I can share with you some of the impactful moments for our organization prior to the COVID-19 pandemic and then also during that pandemic, as the work of peace never stops. So due to COVID-19, we've had to find many other ways to continue the work of peace. So prior to the pandemic, we hosted the African Leaders of Peace Summit in 2018, where leaders across all sectors in Africa gathered for a two-day conference to discuss their efforts towards achieving peace in Africa, and this took place here in Cape Town. The Declaration of World Peace was first declared in 2013 by the chairman of HWPL, which is when HWPL and IPYG were founded. In 2018, a peace walk, which was part of the 5th annual commemoration of the Declaration of Peace, was hosted by IPYG here in Cape Town, and an event which RX Radio was actually part of and in attendance. They attended the peace walk and brought the broadcast live for the children at Red Cross Hospital. During the pandemic, we took to online platforms and started hosting peace classrooms. This platform gave the youth the opportunity to be educated and workshopped on various issues that they face in their countries in Southern Africa. Among these countries were South Africa, Namibia, Zimbabwe, and Seychelles. And together with our parent organization, HWPL, we were able to host the annual World Peace Summit on the 18th of September on our online platform. This is a very prestigious event as it gathers leaders from all sectors of society to speak about one common goal, which is achieving peace.
We just celebrated Human Rights Day, and with us being based at Red Cross, what is your thought about children's rights in hospitals?
That's a really, really good question. So every child has the right to their natural right to peace, regardless of their circumstances and environment. The chairman of HWPL always says, of what use is a young life born in our day and age if it is thrown away in this manner, thrown away without having had a chance to bloom? What price can compensate for the loss of a life? It's not a child's fault that they end up sick and need to be placed in a hospital or be hospitalized, but it is our responsibility as mankind to take care of one another. IPYG was created with the aim for youth to work in unity to protect one another from the threats around the world and leave peace as an inheritance to future generations.
And in general, do you feel like enough is being done to protect children's rights?
Unfortunately, my answer would be that not enough is being done. There are many organizations that are working to protect young people's rights and empower the youth. However, we still have an issue of children's rights being violated. If we say that the youth are the future generation, then we have to take greater strides to protect the future. We need to empower youth, no matter what capacity or circumstance they are in order to show them their role and importance in becoming a part of that legacy of peace. Government and youth need to collaborate together to achieve that legacy. If I could give an example, it is a collaboration such as the ones we are having now with the essay competition, where we have City Varsity and Van Skykes. We have the corporate sector and we have the education sector working towards achieving a culture of peace. And even further, Community Chess, which is also another NPO, working together with IPYG to be able to spread this message of peace. These are the type of collaborations we need to invest in.
How has COVID-19 affected your goals as an organization?
Unlike many other organizations, COVID-19 has not necessarily changed our goals. There are many NGOs who have closed down due to the COVID-19 pandemic. However, we've been fortunate to be able to continue the work of peace and move to online platforms. Our vision and mission remains the same. It is to be able to achieve world peace. It has only affected the strategies in order to achieve those goals.
Speaking about COVID-19, you guys are running an essay writing competition about the pandemic and school. Can you tell us more about that?
Yes, I would love to tell you more about the essay writing competition. During the pandemic, many scholars' education was affected. They faced many challenges which they could not have foreseen, and even cases where their right to peace was disrupted. Our aim as IPYG is always to empower the youth and to give them a voice, give them a platform to tell their story and speak. So through the essay competition, the youth have an opportunity to tell their stories. They will be writing about their schooling experience during the pandemic, what they found most valuable during this time, and if given the opportunity, how they can create a more peaceful world. The competition is open to youth between the ages of 12 and 19, and they have the opportunity to win some amazing prizes up to the value of 2,000 Rand, which is so awesome.
Using this competition and the information from the SM, how can you as IPYG use your platform to address the issues the youth raises?
So it is always good for youth to be able to relate to one another. By telling their stories and their experience, and especially how they overcame their challenges during the pandemic, they can become a source of encouragement to the next person, to the next scholar who may be going through the same situation. So it's always good for youth to educate youth so that we can become the role models for one another. We hope that each participant of the competition may become peace ambassadors within their respective communities. Once again, the chairman of HWPL always says, we are one. So let's become one. Let's be the youth that unite.
Is there anything else you would like to add?
Yes, definitely. This is most important. We would like to thank all the donors and partners for sponsoring the prizes for the competition, Van Skyke, City Varsity Cape Town, and Community Chest. This is a true collaboration of civil society working together as one to empower the youth and create a culture of peace. It is these collaborations between the corporate sector and governments and also other NPOs to be able to work together to achieve one common goal, which is peace. We would like to encourage as many youth across Cape Town to participate in the competition so that together we may become the future generation that leaves a legacy of peace. Yes, that's all that we would share now. Thank you so much for the opportunity, RX Radio, for us to come and share with you about our organization.
You are listening to RX Radio.
For and by children.
RX Radio. RX Radio rocks.